I used to live in this this two-family house on this like main street in town. And at night, my father would always he'd lock up the front door, so that the kids had to come in through the back door, you know. And he'd be sitting, he'd sit all the time in the kitchen with he'd turn out all the lights in the house, and he'd just sit there, and did that for as long as I can remember, you know, until he moved away. And he'd just sit there and drink whatever he was drinking, and he'd always see was a cigarette butt in the dark, and used to be terrified of coming through the kitchen at night, because the house would be all black except for the TV in the front room where my mom would sit, and just for my father sitting in the kitchen. So if he came in around 10, it wasn't too bad, or 11, it wasn't too bad. But if he came in around 1 o'clock, after he'd been sitting there for a while, was drinking for a while, it'd be scary, I guess. It was. So I come in late, you know, and I slicked my hair back tight as I could so I couldn't see how long it was or nothing. And I'd hope I could sneak by, like sneak through the kitchen before it'd catch me. So I sneak in the back door, and just about as I got through, he called me, told me to come sit down for a minute, and he wanted to talk to me. First, we wouldn't be talking about nothing special, just how I was doing, you know. But then he starts screaming at me, and I start screaming back at him, and he'd be telling me all the time what a bad world it was. And I'd be telling him all the time how it was my life. It's a hard world to get a break in. All the good things have been taken, but I know there's ways to make certain these days. Though I'm dressed in these rags, I will wear sable someday. Hear what I say, I'm gonna make for certain that there's no more time spent when I'm bleeding, I'm dry.
good.